And so Robert also went to Chengdu. He was very impressed as well. Can we invite Robert to say a few words? Thank you. Oh, by the way, Robert sold a book over 10 million copies. Quit smoking.
So I'm an inventor, and people usually look at me and say, what? To be an inventor, you have to be a little bit creative and maybe a little bit crazy. And I'll tell you a quick story about being crazy. I was in Beijing in 2002, and one weekend I didn't have anything to do. I just went to the airport and got on a plane to Chengdu. And I spent the weekend there. I thought, I should try the food there. So I flew to Chengdu, and I spent the whole, I went to five different restaurants over the weekend, and then I flew back. A little crazy. But there's something to be said for being a little bit crazy, stepping outside your boundaries and so on. I was very privileged once to meet a person named Alan Kay. You may not know who this person is, but if you have seen a trash can or a file folder on your desktop, that was his idea, the graphical user interface. Steve Jobs went over and saw what Alan Kay was doing, created the Macintosh. I meet him. He's very famous for one quote that has been central to my experience. He said, change of context is worth 80 IQ points. And doing something crazy like go to Chengdu can make you smarter. It allows you to see another society, another way of thinking, another kind of food, something other. And I would encourage people to be that crazy and explore, because a lot of important changes in life have come from just making that crazy step. Thank you.
Several times.
So we got to know each other for like 17
years. One more thing.
Yes. Well, Jeannie and her husband are two of the top 100 people from Chengdu. That's pretty good because everybody else is just like one of the 100. So you got two of them. And I have a picture of the very day I met Jeannie at the bottom of the stairs at some meeting. I think it was 2005 in Beijing. And we've been friends ever since.